Yes, Arashan, that's Nafali for Family Affairs Care.
Yeah, yesterday
yes,
they couldn't call while I was on the line doing the application. The other people called, so I didn't
want
to click
over. Oh, they
want
you to call with the patients?
Mm-hmm. So when I clicked over, nobody answered it.
So were you
So
able
I said,
to...
yeah, I did. Yeah, they coming out the 12th of February.
So were you able to schedule already with the patients?
Yeah, February 12th.
Okay, February 12th, let me put it in the system. First assessment is February 12th, it's on a Thursday, at what time?
Between 2:30 to 4:30, I think it says.
Okay. Scheduled. Okay, perfect. That's a great start. And did the telehealth doctor call you already?
No,
To
that's
schedule
what I'm
you
trying to
specifically?
tell you. No, that's
Yeah,
what I'm trying to tell you.
let's try to call in again, okay?
Okay.
One second.
If you know the extension of the PERN you are trying
Hello, good morning. Hi.
Hi, Nathalie again from Family First Care. I have a caregiver here who wants to schedule an appointment.
What is the port, lady?
One second, let me search for it. That's 546.
Yes.
845.
845. Mrs. Barbara Tins, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, my name is Mihaela. In order to schedule the appointment for home care services, to complete the form, I have the earliest availability for Friday 6, if it's okay for you. May it be in the morning. Yes, Friday 6. I have in the morning between 9 and 11. Or after in the afternoon between 1 and 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, in the morning. Make it for the afternoon. Because I'll get to her. Yeah, make it for the afternoon.
Between 1 and 2. Okay.
Yes.
And I will need please your pharmacy number for the medication list.
267. Oh, you said what number?
The pharmacy number.
Let me see. I'm gonna buy it for
him. Thank you.
No, I don't have it.
I'm sorry.
You asked for her pharmacy number.
Yes, because we need the medication list. If you don't have it now, you can also text to us the pharmacy number or your medication list, the name and dosage. And I also will need your address.
Hold up. I think I got all her medication. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
She on nicotine, 4 milligrams.
Nicotine.
Yeah, she's on nicotine, 4 milligrams. Let me get my glasses. It's a lot. It's a couple. She's on multivitamins, breast per doll, 1 milligram.
Yes.
She's on Voltaren arthritis medicine, 1%.
Guafasin.
Yeah.
What milligram?
1%. She's on Pervastatin sodium, 40 milligrams.
Pervastatin sodium, right?
Yes, 40 milligrams.
And guafasin, 1%, you told me before?
Yeah, for the arthritis, yeah.
Guafasin, okay.
Then she's on Olanzapine, 5 milligrams.
Amlodipine or Olanzapine?
Yeah. Just tell them for the high blood pressure. That's it.
Oh, it's Amlodipine.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all?
No, then she's on allergic reaction medicine, allergy medicine, 50 milligrams, called Flonose.
Flonose, 50 milligrams.
Yeah, and prescription. Bipolar. Need to type it. I think that's it. That's all her medication.
That's it. Okay. I will need to confirm the address, please, for Mrs. Barbara.
I think it's 3018 North Comet Street.
No Cometric.
Say it again.
Can you please repeat? Comet. I'm sorry.
3018 Comet Street.
Okay. And the city and zip code?
Philadelphia, PA, 19140.
9140. Okay, 19140. Thank you. So for Friday between 1 and 2 in the afternoon, the clinician will contact you from our number. If you can please save it in your contact,
mm-hmm.
I will tell you. It's 718.
Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Like this thing. Alright, I'm ready. What is it?
Mm-hmm. 718. 972.
Mhm.
3693. And does the patient have another insurance or only Medicaid, Mrs. Barbara?
Yeah, she's on. I think she's on Medicaid. I'm not sure.
Medicaid and Medicare, right?
Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Medicaid. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time and collaboration, and have a good day. Thank you.
Okay.
All
right, so wait.
This is scheduled. That's good. Let me see if there's anything.
So is they coming? Is they going to come out?
No. They're going to call you over the phone, and then we'll sign it over the phone. It's a telehealth back there.
Okay.
So we have both the assessment with the broker scheduled and the PCP form. Now back to the Social Security income. You said the patient doesn't have any bank accounts, correct?
She says Citizens.
She has a bank account?
With Citizens. I guess that's how she can check. I need to look deeper into that because I don't know if she understands what's going on. That's probably where she just go cash her check at.
Okay. So let me just explain Let me explain you what the county will need. If the person has any bank account, they will want to look back for 5 years of statements. So just call up the bank, whichever bank it is, that you are applying for home care services with a patient.
Mm-hmm.
And you need 5 years of statements, the past 5 years. And if the Social Security income goes into that account, that's verifying the Social Security income. But if not, they would need the award letter that how many she got.
I think she got her reward letter. I think she has her reward letter.
Okay, perfect. But just make sure also if she has any other bank account, because then they would need... okay, perfect. So we're good to go. I'll call you. I'll check in about the bank accounts at the next follow-up.
Okay.
And I'll also call you a day before the Maximus appointment to remind you about it. Okay, have a good day. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.